The French Confection, written by Anthony Horowitz and read by Nicholas Grace.
Everybody loves Paris. There's an old guy who even wrote a song about it. I love Paris in the springtime. That's how it goes. Well, all I can say is he obviously never went there with my big brother Tim. I did, and it almost killed me. It all started with a strawberry yogurt. It was a French strawberry yogurt, of course, and it was all we had in the fridge for breakfast. Tim and I tossed a coin to decide who'd get the first mouthful. Then we tossed the coin to see who'd keep the coin. Tim won both times. So there I was, sitting at the breakfast table, chewing my nails, which was all I had to chew, when Tim suddenly let out a great gurgle and started waving his spoon in the air like he was trying to swat a fly. "What is it, Tim?" I asked. "Don't tell me. You found a strawberry." "No, Nick, look." He was holding up the silver foil that he'd just torn off the yogurt carton and looking at it. And now I understood. The company that made the yogurt was having one of those promotions. You've probably seen them on chocolate bars or crisps or Coke cans. These days, you can't even open a can of beans without finding out if you won a car or a holiday in Mexico or a cheque for £1,000. Personally, I'm just grateful if I actually find some beans. Anyway, the yogurt people were offering a whole range of prizes, and there it was, written on the underside of the foil. "Congratulations from Bestle Fruit Yogurts. You have just won a weekend for two in Paris. Just telephone the number printed on the carton for further details and bon voyage." "I've won, Nick," Tim gasped. "A weekend for two." He stopped and bit his thumb. "Who shall I take?" he muttered. "Oh, thanks a lot, Tim," I said. "It was me who bought the yogurt, but it was my money. If it hadn't been for me, you'd have spent it on a choc ice." Tim scowled. "But Paris, Nick, it's the most romantic city in Europe. I want to take my girlfriend." "Tim," I reminded him, "you haven't got a girlfriend." That was a bit cruel of me. The truth was, Tim hadn't been very lucky in love. His first serious relationship had ended tragically, when his girlfriend had tried to murder him. After that, he'd replied to one of those advertisements in the Lonely Hearts column of a newspaper. But he can't have read it properly because the girl had turned out to be a guy who spent the evening chasing him around Paddington Station. His last girlfriend had been a fire eater in a local circus. He'd taken her out for a romantic candlelit dinner, but she completely spoiled it by eating the candles.